Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is the GizWiz, episode 1434, recorded September 17th, 2013. Burning down the brick house. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Lynda.com. Learn what you want, when you want, with access to over 2,000 high-quality online courses and training videos, all for one low monthly price. To try it for 7 days for free, visit Lynda.com/GizWiz. That's LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And now, get ready for Dick! It's time for the GizWiz. I'm here. Leo's gone. Let's get this boat rolling.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GizWiz.
There it goes!
Oh, right into the door! Oh, Dick! Is your mic okay, Dick? Is it fine? Oh, geez. Oh.
Whoa.
Gosh, man, that was the most engaging drop thrill cam we've ever had. I'm here. I'm Chad Johnson. Leo is on vacation all around. There goes Burke. Burke with the thrill cam. Dick, how you doing? How has it been this last week?
It has been great. I've been so looking forward to this. I mean, your hair looks fluffier than ever.
You know what I was thinking, Chad?
Yeah?
I'm so used to seeing you with red hair. I wonder, what would you look like as a brunette?
I would look like the side of a public school building.
What would you look like with black hair? Or we could go back in time and remember what it was like to see your hair like this. Or we could put mustaches in your hair.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
There you go.
I think this looks better black. I mean, I think you know, this is great. I think everyone should have a chroma color hair so that you can test out different hairstyles.
Just throw the mustache down under Chad's nose so we can be twins. Can you do that?
Wait.
I don't know if I can do that the way it's layered.
But I like that. I can only do it this way. I can check out different hairstyles.
Yeah, exactly.
If I want, you know, sort of the toupee look, I got the Three Stooges look over here. You know, curly Q's. Pigtails, whatever I want.
Really, the sky's the limit.
Absolutely.
The head's the limit. The hair's the limit.
Jason Howell, ladies and gentlemen, on the board, switching the show. Thanks so much.
I'll do it there, too.
Man, okay, so today we got, of course, the three gadgets. I got a piece of crap. We got a lot to look forward to. What do you want to start off with?
We're going to start off with another, I don't have a video for this, but it's another As Seen on TV gadget. Okay, this is the Bell & Howell Micro Plus Personal Sound Amplifier with ultra macro design.
So it fits right in your ear.
I love on Amazon it says it's smaller than the latest cell phone technology, which is good because a cell phone won't fit in your ear.
I was worried. I saw that image and I thought, this looks larger than my cell phone.
I have one on my close-up camera here, and I have one with and it says smaller than a quarter, so I put a quarter here so you can see, and it is. So this is what happened with this thing. So I bought one. I was just buying everything I could find on Amazon as seen on TV, and a friend of mine who does have a hearing aid lost his hearing aid.
Oh.
And he was talking to me about it. And I said, let me lend you something because you would be the perfect person to use this. So it turned out that by the time the insurance kicked in and they got him a new one, it was four months before he got his hearing aid back.
Oh, man.
So I said, listen, I have no real use for this thing. Please just use it and tell me what you think. I said, this thing is like about $22, so keep that in mind. And I saw him on Sunday, and he said, I'll give you my honest opinion. He said, listening to people talking in a room, it's just a piece of crap. It just makes everybody's voice the same volume. You can't understand anybody any better. He said, but I got to tell you, for watching TV, this was a blessing. He said, when I was alone watching the TV, I could boost the volume where it was very comfortable for me to hear the TV set. And he said, for that, it was certainly worth, I think it's 22. Let me look here.
Yeah, 20 bucks on Amazon at the moment.
Oh, 20. Oh, okay. Okay.
So the things it comes with are the hearing device. It looks like you get some silicon ear
caps. Yeah, you get those
caps.
Little ear thing. Now, I tried it myself, and the three of them were too big to even fit into my ear. The device itself is actually no bigger than a little Bluetooth thing.
Thought it was at first.
Yeah. No, exactly. On Amazon, it got almost 3 stars from 43 customers.
So Amazon does this thing where it summarizes some of its favorite reviews and puts them over on the side. And so I have those three quick reviews for you.
Oh, yeah. Do the best and then do the worst.
Right. So is
there a best?
So, well, yeah, what it does is I think it, like, slices out sentences from the full review. Like, this was the best sentence of this review. So the first one, four reviewers made similar statements. Save your money and shop for something else. But the second one is my favorite because this one really gets into hard-hitting reviewing status here. It says it does take batteries. So that's good. Thanks,
it's
Amazon. And then the next one is it's too big and it won't stay in my ear. But I'm glad that I was clarified by Elizabeth, who says that it takes batteries.
Yes, it takes
I think
they're like LR44s, tiny batteries, and they are a pain in the neck to put in. But my friend Lawrence only used 2 batteries in the 4 months where people were saying they were going through batteries like crazy. However, just in case my friend needed spare batteries, I ended up buying 50 of them for $12.
Nice.
So if you end up with this thing, just know that buying batteries is dirt cheap. Also, for some bizarre reason, when I was looking for it on Amazon, you know, you go to different categories and then they break it down and then break it down. So this is the way I found it. It was listed under tools and home improvement.
Oh, yes.
Arrow. Kitchen and bath fixtures, arrow, water filtration and softeners, arrow, under sink filters, micro plus.
You know, I've always wanted a bathroom appliance in my ear.
And yeah, well, you know, maybe
dream come true.
The person who did this was embarrassed and only wore it under the sink and it filtered the noise and they figured, I know where to put this.
It's a new type of plumbing technique to listen to your plumbing to figure out what's wrong before they have to snake down or use microscopes or anything like that. They use this new device, the Micro Plus. It's found a niche audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
You understand.
The plumber's era, it's called. Not the plumber's helper. The plumber's hero.
Okay, so it sounds like this is sort of not really for high fidelity listening.
No.
Like it's not,
you know what?
Vocals this, out, parties
no, absolutely,
out.
Absolutely. This is how I would categorize it. Among all the as seen on TV crap I bought, this is not the worst.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the company wants to use that in an ad, the Gizwit said, of all the crap he's bought, this is not the worst.
This is also, you know, it's kind of nice to know that hearing aids truly do have a lot of technology built behind them. I mean, I know my mother uses hearing aids.
You know how much hearing aids cost?
Thousands.
Thousands. I believe this man paid $4,000, something like
there's
that.
There's a reason that his insurance took 3 months to drag their feet until he got his hearing aids. But they do have lots of processing. Like my mother can walk into a party and set her hearing aid into a certain mode that will direct the sound. And it sounds like this, you're getting what you're paying for. You're paying for a $20.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When the insurance adjusts the calls, they whisper.
Yeah.
Because if you hear what he says, then they say, oh, you stinker, you can hear.
You don't need this at all.
You don't need this. Yeah. You're not getting a penny from us.
Yeah. Okay, are you sure you need the hearing aid? If you don't,
say that again.
Say what? Yes. Okay. Yes. So that's the Micro Plus, $20. It seems like this is really not.
It is not a
high buy. Tech. Unless if you have a very small use case that you're listening to something that's already processed, like the television.
This could help.
This might help.
Might help.
Yeah. Okay. $20 okay. gamble.
Okay.
What else do you got for us?
Okay. So I usually do GizWiz video of the week. And this gadget I do like. I'll tell you in the video a couple of drawbacks to it that you should be aware of. But let's take a look at GizWiz Video of the Week.
Welcome, GizWiz, and Mad's Maddest Writer. Actually, I hope I don't end up there when I die. I want to go to the other place. But this is a pretty neat gadget. This is the Comfort Zone Portable Ceramic Heater Fireplace. Okay.
Love the color. It has 3D
3D flame. So it's a portable electric heater. Has two settings, 600 watts and 1200 watts. So it puts out a little less heat than most of the other units, which are usually 750 and 1500 watts. But it's really good looking. On Amazon, it got 4 out of 5 stars from, I think, about 45 people. It gets 4 stars from me, too. Something to be aware of, if you're going to sleep with it, it is on the loud side when it's in the heat position.
In your bed, yeah.
Okay, you can have it.
Wait, there goes
the heater now. I don't have the mic too close to the heater, so you may not be able to hear.
Yeah, so that's low level, and the noise doesn't change much when you go into high heat.
Well, you see, I sleep with a fan on, so this wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
A couple of things, couple of safety features. It will shut off if it falls over, and it will go off if it sort of overheats. But you should be aware, and I wasn't aware of it until I read online, it does not have a thermostat. You know, a lot of heaters have a thermostat. When it reaches a certain heat position, it will go off. I plan on using this down at the boat, so it'll look really neat in the cabin. And it's the kind of thing where I would only have it on when I'm sitting there. And when I leave the boat, I always unplug everything. It's about $55 and change. That's the box on Amazon. And again, it's called the Comfort Zone 3D Flame Portable Ceramic Heater. So this is Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. I am going to the other place, right? No, I don't want to go there. No. It's hot.
So, for those of you wondering, you don't need 3D glasses to experience the 3D flame, right?
You do not. Okay. You do not. And it was interesting because most people were buying it not so much for their homes, but like for cabins. A lot of people said, this looks great in my RV.
Is that it behind you?
Yes, yes. Actually, I'll move out of the way.
It looks so real, but that's because it's in 3D.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
I'll just tilt it a little. There you go.
It's pretty neat,
isn't it?
Kind of has its own fire-esque feel to it.
It does. It does. I mean, for a little electric heater, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I did it years ago on when the GizWiz first started. One from Dimplex, D-I-M-P-L-E-X, a Canadian company. And they also make what's called a fireplace insert, which Leo was in love with. If you have a non-working fireplace, they made the innards of their flame heater that could just go into a fireplace and it would look like it was really burning. And I spoke to one of the guys at the company. This is not this device here, this $56 device. And I said, the flame is so incredibly realistic. And he said, we did a lot of research, and it turns out that your mind can't remember past about 20 seconds of what it saw. So by not letting the flame repeat mm-hmm. for almost 30 seconds, you can't keep track of
what you saw.
Yeah. You know, it's like those sound machines that repeat every 5 seconds. Instead of putting me to sleep,
you just hear it again, and you go,
1 second to the cricket.
Yeah.
1 second to the storm cloud. mm-hmm. So you can sort of see it repeat, but I think down at the boat in the dead of winter, it's going to look great.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and this is a little bit, like, it seemed like it was around that big.
It's about 13 and a half inches high and about 9 inches wide, so it's a little bit smaller than most electric heaters. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so it seems like you are giving up a little bit of... You know, form over function, you know, or function over form.
Absolutely. There is no question about that. And that's I saw it actually first at the hardware show. And I thought this is a real niche market. And that's why I thought it was actually 27 people, I think, on Amazon giving it 4 stars. And they all said, you know, I'm overlooking the noise. I'm overlooking no thermostat. I just love the way this mm-hmm. looks.
And even if you love the way it looks, there's even a mode that you can set it in where it's not actually producing heat. It's just producing
That's the mode it's in now. Look. That's why. And it makes the flame silent.
Yeah. Yeah. Silent flame. This is the second product.
Silent flame.
This is right. Great.
I think
great.
I'll you want to have that as a name? You could.
Yeah.
It's available. Silent Flame.
That might be my next username, actually.
Yeah, the hair.
Follow me at Silent Flame.
You know, put Chad's hair on the fireplace.
There we go. Here.
It's hard to do.
Moving? I'm probably moving around too much. Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm prepared for that, but I do think that maybe if you're okay with it, I could finally give you a mustache.
Oh, there we go.
Stay in one place and
nice.
See.
Wow. Now, that is good.
Yeah. That's GizWiz solidarity.
Go. Hey.
Wow. Does it make you a little smaller?
You know, us guys with mustaches, other people don't understand what it's like, you know. I can do acrobatics. Mustache.
You're a very animated mustache.
Yeah, it has a mind of its own. It kind of goes places, and
it's just very windy in here.
Yeah,
so.
No, you can see it moving in the breeze. Every time I talk, it kind of moves around a little bit.
You never have to brush your teeth either, because people can never see them.
No. And I have the worst. I was so excited. Dick, I don't know what to do. Oh, my gosh.
The updraft in that studio is just...
It's like there's a little grate here with air coming up. I don't know what to do. Whoa, there it goes. Goodbye, mustache. You're my favorite.
Maybe another
the
time.
Flying
maybe another
mustache.
Time. Yes.
Get Sally Field and see if she's doing anything.
Awesome. Okay, do you got one more gadget
one
for
more
us?
One more gadget. Now, I didn't know this gadget existed. Now, you're much more techie than I, and you probably say, oh, Dick, I have 8 of those. So I am using the Acer S7. Do you know that little portable notebook? It is super thin.
Yeah. It has a touchscreen, glass.
Backlit keyboard.
Absolutely, yeah.
Glass cover. And when I was setting it up, I thought, oh, you know what? I didn't even realize when you get a laptop this thin, there's no actual connection for wired Ethernet. I'll just have to use wireless. Mm-hmm. And then I'm unpacking it, and I find this little dongle that says if you want to have wired internet, just plug this into a USB port. And it'll make it into a wired connection. And perfect. I thought, wow. Now, was that just Acer or can anybody do that? So I went on Amazon and the company's called Pluggable. And if you have a device and according to, you have to go to the page to look. So like the Wii, some game consoles you can add USB to. It has LED lights to tell you when data's coming in and if it's powered or not. And it's $14.
Huh.
So now, Chad, did you know that these things...
I did, and I may actually have a product, one better for you.
Okay.
Because the first time I saw this problem happen was with the Apple MacBook Air. And this is an Apple device. It's very, very similar. Now, the issue here is that Ethernet can actually go faster than USB 2.0, which is the one that you chose.
Oh, I bought the wrong one. Is that
well,
what you're saying?
Yeah, and so I mean, it may not be the wrong one.
Oh, you didn't have
one.
To say yeah. You could have said it was good for your purposes.
Yes, I mean, who's going to notice?
Not stick. You're really a
little
jerk.
Bit. There is a USB 3.0 version. If you happen to have a USB 3.0 capable machine, which also will go up to gigabit Ethernet, so there's 10. Megabits, 100 megabits, and 1,000 megabits.
Right.
And so you have the USB 2.0, which I forget if the Acer S7 even has a 3.0 port. So
I don't think it
You may have
does.
Saved money and done exactly what you right. what you needed
no,
to do.
Even in my notes, I said there's a faster version.
Right.
And I think it's $26.
Right. But these are great. On top of that, I was about ready to recommend some advice, but I haven't checked it out, actually. It might be cool to find out if you can plug this in and have a second NIC on your computer.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so you could do even more. Now you have two Ethernet ports as well. But yeah, these are really John Salinina, our studio manager, is saying yes. He pulled it from his desk so he could have a second.
Oh wow! Okay.
Because he uses this. We have two networks just for production. We have one for internet and one for all of our audio, because all of our mics and stuff go through Ethernet to talk to their nodes. So he uses one of these to connect to that audio network while
still
getting...
Did you say you're talking through your nose?
Nose, yes. We have noses all over the studio that our audio hooks into, and then it is piped through the studio, and then the TD, Jason Howell, has to listen to that from the noses. And
unbelievable. And yeah. A $10,000 a month Kleenex bill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Absolutely. So
no, and there was another use for this that was good, is that if somehow you've broken the USB input on your computer, you can now just make a new USB DSL connector by
right. If you're broken the Ethernet, yeah. Now
the Ethernet connector,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, these are really, really great. It looks like pluggable. I'm not familiar with the company.
You know what? I have a couple of things from pluggable that I like. I have like a 10 USB port connector.
Yeah. This looks great.
And the S7, by the way, does support 3.0.
Oh, cool. It's cool. So there may be a few blue ports on your S7 or maybe all
the
ports.
Okay. Oh, I'd have to look on the other side. Yeah. I did not even know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in your experience, did it work just fine? You plugged it in and it worked? Was there any extra software?
No, this is very funny. A, I just got it. And B, as I looked around, I suddenly realized everything I have has a working DSL plug available. So I just thought I'm going to have one as a spare in case I need it.
Perfect.
I often buy things because when I say, if I need this, it's going to be at 2 a.m. and I'm going to say,
yes.
Oh, I wish I would have bought that.
Yes.
So
yes.
I buy lots of standby gadgets.
Yeah. And in the world of dongles, $20, yes. $20 is normal as a normal price or under. To have your backside saved by walk into a meeting room, don't know that they don't have Wi-Fi, and you have a slim computer. And
you know what? I'm just thinking. Hang that over your ear. Just hang that over your ear for a minute. Now, if you walked into a room, people would say, "Oh, I better talk loud. This guy has a problem."
Exactly.
So it can act as
a social deterrent,
as a social hearing aid.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, social. Yeah, yeah. I think it's a fashion statement. I could see.
I think it is. I think it says I know nothing about fashion, but it is a statement.
Listen, if you're of the female persuasion, I think that this would be a great accessory. You should get two of them. And not only that, but it's techie too. I mean, you can say, "Hey, it's little Ethernet RJ45."
Well, one looks good on a guy. You only need one as a guy, but
no, yeah, because that's how the style is. You know, you just got the one here.
I swear, the one.
Yeah,
one.
Absolutely. Oh man. Okay. So that was the pluggable USB 2.0 network adapter, and that's only $14.
Amazon.
And it's slimmer. It's slimmer than the 3.0 one that I happen to find. So that's great.
And the one you're holding in your hand, is that another 2.0?
Yeah, I think this one's from Apple.
Okay. Does it have the LEDs built into it?
It does not. So there is no status LEDs. This is, yeah, I know, right? And I bet this one cost, I don't know. Does anyone know how much this one?
I bet it's more than $16.
I kind of suspect it's like probably in the $25 range.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, awesome. Now we have come to our first sponsor for this episode of the GizWiz, and I'm very happy to say that is Lynda.com. Let's put it this way. The more you know, the more you can succeed. Lynda.com is an online learning company that helps anyone learn creative software and business skills to achieve their personal and professional goals. With Lynda.com subscription, members receive unlimited access to the vast library of high-quality, current, and engaging video tutorials across a wide variety of subjects. Those subjects include software like Excel, Photoshop, Dreamweaver, WordPress, PowerPoint, business skills like resume creation, time management, negotiation. I wish I had time management training years and years ago. Also, hobbies like photography, videography, get better at audio recording, or even songwriting. And of course, this is what I am most excited about, programming. I've learned web development, app development. This is where I learned my CSS, and then you can go into SQL and databases as well. The instructors at Lynda.com are the absolute best. These are working professionals at the top of their field with hours and hours of expertise in their subject. The website is absolutely amazing. You have searchable transcripts that allow you to search inside the videos, so you can actually find out what the instructor is saying. You can, of course, bookmark and create playlists to allow you to organize the multiple courses if you have a few going on at once. And you can watch from your computer, your tablet, or a mobile device and switch between them all because everything is bookmarked for you. The price of Lynda.com is absolutely astounding, especially when you compare it to any other training course. One low monthly price of $25 a month is provided to access the entire courses, every single course, the entire library. That's over 2,000 different courses. For $37.50 a month, you can subscribe to the premium plan, and that allows you to get to the exercise files, which allow you to follow along with what the instructor's project is, what he's using with the exact same files, with the exact same assets. LYNDA.com/GizWiz. And I'm super excited that these guys are a sponsor of the Twit Network because I have used them to learn. Like, I can even show you the website. It's not good looking because this was in 2007. But I made my first website. Here it is, thechadjohnson.com. It is old, and you can there. It's I used an RSS scraper to grab stuff from God, what was it? LiveJournal. But this was all hand-coded by me using Dreamweaver and Lynda.com's help.
Wow. So thank you for sponsoring. So you were born with red hair.
No. Well, you would think. There's one kind of image there. It'd make you think that I've always been there. But I think if you scroll down far enough, there might be something else. But yep. Truly suggest Lynda.com. Go check it out. So.
All right, so now there is no sound effect for this at your end, so I've come up with, ladies and gentlemen, Chad will now do the gadget of the week.
Okay, so this week I have the Tool Logic Survival Keyring Accessory. Good old Jeff Needles, who continues to help with the show, had a list of items that I could choose from because I hadn't yet gotten mine. The items that I had ordered haven't arrived in the studio yet. So I saw this one and it spoke to me because
it has a voice recorder too.
Oh no, well, close. But I, in a long time ago, was a Boy Scout, and so this is a tool that you use to start campfires or really any type of fire. It has a few different things. First, it has an LED flashlight on the front of it. Good thing to note that the batteries that this shipped with didn't work. We tested them with our battery tester here in the studio, and it failed to work. And so I can't show you off the LED light because those are no-gos. But what its main feature is it has a magnesium alloy rod down here, and you can use a piece of metal, which if you're camping, you normally have, say, a knife or some other, you know, sharp piece of metal. It does ship with this sort of on-the-go piece of metal if for some reason you don't happen to have one, which is good for me.
Oh, okay.
And what it does is it creates sparks, basically.
Normally.
There we go.
Sparks. I saw that. Whoa.
Right.
So don't do it. Yeah. Don't set the studio on fire, Chad. Don't do it.
So you know, just showing sparks really isn't that exciting. So I decided maybe...
Oh, I was excited.
Maybe we should try to set some things on fire. And to do this, I have a few props. But I also just wanted to point out that I am a Boy Scout. So I have the Boy Scout handbook.
Oh, so you have... Okay.
Right here. I was at one point an Eagle Scout. This isn't my handbook. This is Alex Clover's handbook. I picked this up at a thrift store. But if this was mine, you could have tell that it was mine because I dropped mine in water and it was all wrinkly. But also, I got all the way to Eagle Scout. So
thank you for showing that because now we know that this will be a very responsible segment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you're going to set the book on fire?
So, yeah, no. we're going to set, what do you set on fire? And I thought, bad memories. So I have a few bad memories. So this image is bad memory. This is actually for a different review. I was doing the classic Seinfeld pose that Kramer did, if you remember that. So we're going to try to burn that. And then also, what else do you burn? Well, Brian Brushwood.
Yeah.
Because he's a professional magician. So we're going to try to burn that guy. Try to burn some of this stuff. And then just as a... Truly, I don't know if this is going to work. So we got some paper towels just in case. What you would normally do is...
I'm scared, I got to say.
Yeah.
What you would normally do...
That's the demo desk I have to use every week.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I mean, nothing could possibly go wrong with this, right?
No.
I mean, I'm a trained professional who learned how to set stuff on fire when I was 13 in the Boy Scouts, so...
Yeah, I mean, we saw the book. We know your credentials.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
how could anyone possibly argue? So, truly what you would do normally is you would get kindling... And then you would also get, you know, a small piece of twigs, and then you would catch it on fire that way. Where there's a spark, there is a fire, as they say. And let's just see if this works. Yeah, I didn't think it would work because normally you actually do need something a little bit more of a starter.
Do we have any gasoline in the studio?
Well, I was actually. Burke was at one point going to get alcohol, but I don't think he had the right amount of alcohol. You need at least a few proof.
I think he was just getting that for himself.
Yeah, he may have been. He may have just said, you know what, Chad, I'm not sure what you're going to do on the set. And I'm going to call it after a few more. Yep. So, oh gosh. Okay. Well, they are efficient in that town. Jeez, man.
Wow, that Petaluma Fire Department is unreal.
So the best thing that we could do is we could scorch this little page just a tiny bit. I'm not sure if this is going to come out on the
nope.
But right there, you can see a little bit. It looks a tiny bit dirtier. That's all we managed. All we managed to get.
Okay.
In the hands of either a trained professional, B a lone survivor on an island, this would be a great tool to have with you. Oh, gosh.
Something like this?
Yeah.
The Twit Brickhouse unexpectedly burst into flames Tuesday afternoon during a demo gone awry.
Oh, geez.
Ted Johnson said, I don't know why that happened. It seemed like nothing was burning.
I swear, I'm a Boy Scout. I know how to do this. This is great. Why are they even pouring water on it at that point? Like,
well, they got to do something.
Yeah. they're going to look bad if they go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, it suddenly turned nighttime here, and
it's raging. It happens.
Yeah, it's all right. You know what? It was a great demo anyway.
Yeah, so hey, truly, if you're really going to start a fire with this, it is possible using magnesium alloy to start a fire. you know, using the paper towel isn't going to catch on fire immediately. But that's what we got. So,
probably not a bad thing, Chad.
No. It's probably a good thing. This is, I believe, $12 on Amazon.com. I'm going to go ahead and grab the Amazon link so we can show it for you guys. Yeah, $19.20. It does have the added benefit of having an LED light on the top, which ours did not work because the batteries that it shipped with were already dead. And as you can kind of see in their demonstration, you should have stuff that catches on fire a lot easier than paper towels, basically.
I can vouch for these personally because I went camping not too long ago, mm-hmm. and a buddy of mine had one of these, and yeah, it was just the easiest thing in the world for him to start the fire because he just kind of because you got to keep doing it rapidly, right? You got to go shh. Right. And if you do it like 10 or 15 times over kindling, eventually it's gonna right. catch. So they're really handy.
Right. Absolutely. And the technology is kind of cool. It has, you know, magnesium alloy, which is immediately lights once it's scraped off of the magnesium alloy rod there. So kind of a cool thing, especially maybe an inexpensive gift for the outdoorsman in your life.
Yeah. What was the name of the company again, Chad?
This was Tool Logic.
It's
funny. Okay. Their instructions, you can tell that some marketing genius came up with these instructions because on the back, it has printed all of their other products. And then, I immediately thought, oh, they printed one of these once for the magnesium alloy product. And then they just kind of put a sticker over which one I had. But no, they actually printed every single one of their products and then ink jetted in which one it was. Like you can see, these are instructions on how to use all their other products. But then they've actually, and this is in the... I don't know. It just seemed like a funny a thing to me. But
cheapy way. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that is Tool Logic, the survival key ring accessory. It does come with a little piece of metal and also a small key ring to add to your keychain.
Okay.
That's good.
It matches the quality of all. Paper towel.
Finally, I've gotten rid of these bad memories. And Brian Brushwood's.
I can't believe the studio's on fire. My goodness!
Wow. And now is the fire department. We sent them home.
I know they
foolishly
left.
We said no, we don't need help.
Nope. He's never going to put that paper towel on fire. It was the Hulk fire there.
It was. I couldn't quite dial in that key as quickly as I wanted.
Well, now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now we're going to do another viewer's video. Now, I actually have a bunch of these things in my gadget warehouse, but I'm going to let Ken Kovar, K-O-V-A-R, describe it in his gadget warehouse. Ken?
Hi, Dick, Leo, and Jason. This is Ken Kovar from Stillman Valley, Illinois. I bought this totally mad in 1999. Cop USA, $49.99. Worth every penny. This is going to be a little unboxing here, which you can see. Totally mad. And a neat little cover here. Open it up. And...
Oh, look at that packaging.
Pull it up.
Yeah. El Faco.
Confusing ad subscription offer. And not one... Or two, or three, or four, but actually there's two CDs in each one of these except for this one. So there's seven CDs. A mad mouse pad.
Aww.
And, let me get it out of here.
A candy!
Bowl of mad toilet paper.
Of course. Yes.
Nah. Here's Totally Mad running on a Windows issues. 7 machine. It's got over 500 issues of Mad.
That's good.
They're all fully searchable. You can call up the articles. They're all in PDF format.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's very responsive.
Wow, kid picks.
Not bad for a 14-year-old piece of software. What I really enjoyed was the multimedia section. It includes Mad Music, including It's a Gas and Disco Suicide, Mad Radio, which includes 14 Mad Minutes, which you know, and short clips from the usual gang of idiots. So a lot of short clips are included, including four from Dick DiBartolo. Here's one of them.
Hey, I'm Dick DiBartolo, Mad's maddest writer, and I've been here for like 35 years, and I've been paid for about seven. But I keep coming back in the hopes that
mustache
I'll get
bigger.
Those back checks.
Bigger, donker.
So this is pretty good. I really enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed watching. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Wow.
Actually, that kit is, the index on that kit is excellent. About 3 years later, they came out with a single DVD that has 600 issues of Mad on it.
Wow.
But it's not searchable. What was great about the CD-ROM collection was we actually keep one up at the office because I can find, you can go in and find articles written by Dick DiBartolo, satires on, you put in the movie title and it will come up the satire. So the searchable database is really good.
There isn't happen to be a Mad app out for the iPad yet.
You know what? There you can buy Mad magazine for the iPad only. So it's cheap. It's $9.99 for six issues, and you do the fold in with your finger, and every issue has some additional stuff that's not in the magazine for people with iPads.
So and is that can you buy old episodes?
Yes, it's so funny that you said that. It just started about 2 months ago where you can go in and get old issues.
That is so
yeah,
cool.
Pretty neat.
Wow. And CD-ROM. I remember when our house upgraded to CD-ROM and I thought I could play anything. Anything was possible with CD-ROM. That's really, really, really cool. Anything else that
No, but I wanted to mention that we are looking for more videos. So like Ken, you can send us a video. We're looking for 2 to 3 minute videos. Just throw them up on YouTube and send the link to Jason. And we're looking for My Gadget Warehouse, just like Ken, something really old that you don't want to part with. Just tell it what it is and maybe how you got it. I bought a piece of crap. If you ended up buying something you hated, you can vent your anger on a video. I invented this. If you or a friend invented something, we won't market it, but we can show it and get you some publicity. And just my favorite gadget of all time, a gadget that you've had, you just bought yesterday, you've had for 5 years and love. So just make a quickie little video. As I said, 2 to 3 minutes. Very low production value is good because that way our stuff doesn't look that bad.
Right. You don't show us up.
Yeah, exactly. And just send it to Jason at twit.tv. Put it up on YouTube. Send Jason the link.
Perfect.
And you get crap. Ken is going to get some crap from us.
Is he
now,
I don't
know.
The fire starter?
Oh, well, if you want to part with it, it would be perfect.
This is great. Ken?
Yeah, I think Ken deserves the fire starter.
Yeah, you know, Ken, actually...
We might need to do a background check, though, before we...
his return address is Desert Island 909. So
oh, perfect, perfect.
He could probably...
Cast away.
Yeah, you know, bring it down the turning basin and put it in a bottle. Oh, my gosh.
This is an homage
this
to...
We made you younger immediately. Yeah. I can't get too close to it, but it's amazing.
Oh, you know, it's dragging my head down.
Oh, God. It's a little too heavy. What have we done? Man.
There we are.
I think it's time for the letters.
Here come your letters,
Wow, that stash.
Oh. Man, this is one crazy stash.
That is. Okay, our letter. Well, okay, our letter is concerning a gentleman who sent in a video. The subject is, woohoo, my video was on Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Woo!
And he writes, I didn't know it beforehand. So I was thrilled as I was driving down the road with my Galaxy 4 playing the GizWiz. I heard Dick say my name and I jumped out of my seat and screamed. I scared my kids in the back seat, but they're used to watching the Twit Network. But this surprised us all. My boys are 10 and 11. They're becoming computer geeks thanks to Twit. Yeah, proud of Dad making it on the show. You guys made my day. My wife knows about my Twit addiction, and she was happy for me, too. I'm a middle school band director. Oh, and the campus IT guy. So after a long day at work, that just completely made my day. The Euro Club and the Toothpick Bird are still my favorites. Thanks for all the laughs, John Kingston. So, John, I remember Jason sent me an email that he's sending John some crap, too. So get your videos into us and join the fun.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, send in your stuff. And you too, can be on the GizWiz.
Yes.
Believe
and
that-
also, Chad, I wanted to mention... The what the heck is it?
Yeah, I was just trying to get to...
Oh, you were trying to get...
Got perfect, it. There you go. So yeah, head on over to gizwiz.biz and play the what the heck is it game over there on the sidebar. This week, I want to... is that the only image we get of the...
Yeah, you only get one image. It's a complete gadget. It's not part of something.
We it give looks away. Like a, maybe a coin-operated... coin-operated, maybe you practice kissing with it. It's look like lips.
Oh, you know, that's not bad. Send that in.
You know, I think I will.
We'll consider that. Yeah, we give away 12 autographed issues for the right answer, but we give away 24 for the crazier, funnier
the better,
answer.
Yeah, the better answer. Yeah, the more creative you get.
Yes. If you scroll on down, you'll see the last contest we did. And we had these weird little plastic things, which actually go on a soda can, clips onto the tab once you open it.
Oh!
And it's a way to open and close the soda can to keep stuff from falling into it.
Huh.
But someone wrote in and said it's a way to even out your horse if he's standing on a hill.
So oh, yeah. It's a little truck thing.
Yeah, you just slide it under the horse hoof and you have a level horse. You know, it's
perfect.
Great.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we like the crazy stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
oh my. Oh, it's happened.
This is perfect.
Matching mustaches.
There we go. See, I think they're even the same like size perfectly.
Great. It's great. Jason, you did a great thing. And Chad, I'm just going to mention there's a in New York City, there is a GizWiz meetup on October 20th.
Oh, cool.
Same website, gizwiz.biz. Click on Dick's log and blog. And you can get the details.
Where's that going to be at? Do you know yet?
It's gonna be at the West 79th Street Boat Basin Cafe. Oh, these are great stashes, Jason.
Man,
I can't move too much. Yeah,
yeah no, we need the TriGuster 8000 to motion trackers.
Oh, yeah, so, we need motion tracking exactly.
There we go. Absolutely.
And I gotta plug one other thing, Jason. Yeah. October 9th. I'm on Turner Classic Movies, co-hosting a night of movie satires with Robert Osborne. Oh, my stash flew away.
Oh,
it's so windy in here. Oh, it's back.
It has commitment issues, the stash.
It does.
Multiplication issues,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. It's great. I love it.
Well, if you want to catch all of our past episodes and future episodes, head on over to twit.tv/gizwiz. Did I get that URL right, Jason?
Yeah, or okay. Giz. Yeah, twit.tv/giz works as well.
Or if just go to twit.tv and you'll find it in our shows. And you can subscribe to the show. We got links to iTunes, any podcatcher you want, audio and video versions available. So head on over there. And, of course, you can watch all of the archives way back to episode one. Or make sure that you subscribe and catch all of our future episodes. Of course, we want. Oop, there it goes. Sorry, I got a little insane.
We'll let you
off the hook. A little crazy for the. By the way, this the key ring that comes with the Survival Tool Logic, it works really well as a pinky ring. There you go. So, if you've been looking,
you know,
for
those sparks spread. Look at my desk back here is on fire.
Whoa, we got on fire.
Oh, look at that.
Oh jeez. Oh man.
It's okay.
Okay,
it's okay.
Good. It's fine. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's all right.
You want to catch us live, head on over to live.twit.tv every Tuesday around 2 p.m. Pacific. That is 5 p.m. Eastern. And hang out in the chat room because I love having you here. Absolutely, absolutely great. I think that does it for this episode of The Gizmos.
Will you be back next week?
I will. So Leo is out on vacation for the next, including this week, three weeks. So I will be back for two more episodes until Leo gets back from where is he? Spain? Portugal?
The world. The world. I honestly don't know.
He's going everywhere. He's taking cruises. He's hanging out in Italy. I
saw him walk by about 1 minute ago.
He might even come back to Petaluma as kind of like I've seen the world. You know, he's going through U.S. and then he's never really vacationed in Petaluma before. So he may still be around. Who knows?
You might realize it just doesn't get any better than Petaluma.
Yeah, exactly. So he'd come back early because he realized, a day after he left because he realized it was so bad for this show.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's
Hey, you know what?
What?
I'll be here.
Woo! See you guys later.